Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
World is flooding down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down.
We're back. It's 7 till, little Stevie Ray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having some serious blues-motivated small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. John Bradbury is our guest. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, ReadyFounder.com, right, John?
That is right.
ReadyFounder.com. Check out that website. We're talking about when your ego gets in the way, folks, and believe it or not, more entrepreneurs, I'm convinced, more serious, potentially wildly successful entrepreneurs are brought down more by their own ego than by lack of capital. And because, what do you think?
I totally agree. And, you know, the challenge is that this is something that's always with us. You can't walk away from it because it walks with you.
Right, exactly.
It's who you are. So let's talk about solutions.
Can I say something? A minute ago you said something about learning. You said you got to be willing to want to learn. Somebody once said to me, you got to be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Yeah.
Risk what you know for what you might learn. And I thought that helps me to that drops a few of my shields whenever I get the idea that I already know the answer to something. So
yeah,
go ahead.
It exercises your humility muscle.
Yeah, that's a hard one to exercise for me, my humility muscle. Okay, go ahead. Talk about solutions.
Well, just a few thoughts. One is cultivate a life beyond your business.
Mm-hmm.
You are running a business, launching a business has been equated or compared to marriage. And, of course, we talk about being married to your business, but you've got to have a life that is separate from that, that isn't subject to the fluctuations, the good and bad that comes every day with a business.
Here's one.
Yep.
Find a way to include something in your life that's greater than yourself.
Right.
Whatever that might be a faith life. Might be your faith life, it might be a community, it might be serving some service program or something, but something that you literally subordinate, you're willing to subordinate and invest in and literally subordinate part of your life to that cause, whatever it is, that'll humble you if you
well,
can pull that
right.
off.
That's right, and that's related to another one I think about, which is take the long view in terms of perspective,
mm-hmm.
that this is not a sprint. And you always think about staying power. How do you continue to build your energy for the longer term?
And that goes back to what we talked about in the first segment, averaging. You know, instead of dollar cost averaging, do success failure averaging.
That's right.
You got log hours in the marketplace, so to pull that off, don't you? You got to have gone to the valley and then gone back to the mountaintop and had both of those experience to be able to do an average. You can't average one number. You got to have at least two, don't you?
That's right. Right. And so another one is include what I call cage rattlers on your team, or at least on your extended team. People who are people you trust, who you can hear the truth from.
You mean like a wife?
Anybody who is willing to tell you the truth, and they care more about the success of your business than they do about making you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And another simple one is...
Be careful, be wary of yes people.
Right.
If when somebody keeps telling you yes, 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 that's right, boss, I like that, I agree with you, that really feels good for a while, but after a while you need to be afraid of that.
Yeah, you're living in a feel-good bubble.
If you're feeling a little queasy when you start feeling queasy when people do that, it's probably giving you a good emotion to think about. Go ahead, John.
Well, the only one is a little counterintuitive. I'd say downplay early expectations, especially early in a business initiative.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with building traction or building momentum under radar.
Or celebrating a little, celebrating a little bit. Just don't get too excited.
Yeah, and you don't have to go out on a mountaintop and shout, this is what I'm going to do. Just start getting one customer at a time and building momentum that way.
Walk, what was it Roosevelt said? Speak softly and carry a big stick. That's right. Hey, John, give us the website again, please.
It's readyfounder.com.
And they can find the book there, too, can't they? And wherever books are sold.
That's right.
Six Secrets to Startup Success by John Bradbury. Hey, John, good job today. Thanks a lot. Come back soon.
You too. Enjoyed it. Look
John Bradbury, next time. Ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when John joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.